Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Joe.
We're on day two of our people unit. We're focusing on the great Bruce Lee, or as some of them call him, Shaolong. He's a little dragon, and we're talking about his life. He, of course, was around a while ago. For some of our listeners, they probably don't know him as well as Joe and I do. You know, he was kind of a big deal when I was a kid. Even though he had just recently passed away, it seemed like people were still talking about him a lot. And he was sort of the big start to the martial arts craze that we had in the States. You probably had that in Canada, too.
That's right. He was the one who basically, almost single-handedly, introduced martial arts, Eastern martial arts, to the United States, to Canada, to the entire Western world. And he did that by first opening up his martial arts school. And then, of course, he was discovered by Hollywood and he made his few hugely successful movies. And it kind of started a kung fu movie craze for a little while there.
Yeah.
At least it was a big trend. He only made, like we said before, maybe four films. Not a lot, because he did tragically die at a very young age. But the movies he made were just hugely popular, and a lot of people will do Bruce Lee marathons. TV
yeah.
networks will do that. They'll show all of his films back to back to back, one after the other. And we still look back at his life and his times with a lot of respect and a lot of awe as well, that he was able to do so much in just a relatively short time on Earth.
It's so true. You know, one of the things that they don't focus on as much when you see his movies is his great discipline. He really was very careful about what he put into his body. His nutrition was a big deal with him.
And that was what was amazing about that was this was before people paid any attention, at least in the West, to nutrition at all.
Except Jack LaLanne.
Him. he was a definite exception.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, they didn't think smoking was a big deal,
drinking.
Eating whatever you want, that was fine. If you wanted to eat steak three times
a day. Steak every night.
Steak and eggs, anything fattening, didn't matter. But
yeah.
Bruce Lee, he went the entire other direction. He lived a very different lifestyle, and you could see it in his physique. It was obvious.
Yeah, he was pure muscle. In fact, I read that he didn't like to eat much dairy. He tried to keep it just to some lean protein, but a lot of vegetables and fruit. So it's very interesting to go back and see his nutrition and his diet. He was very, very disciplined. You know, I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and Joe had told me how muscly his lats were. Your lats are muscles on the sides of your body. Is that right, Joe?
That's right. They kind of stick out of your back beside your ribs, and he basically looked like he had wings sitting out of the side of his, or sticking out of the side of his body. It was amazing.
Yeah, and he had a tiny, tiny waist, which any girl would be envious of. Guys' waists are usually bigger than girls, but his waist was smaller than most girls. He was really in top physical condition, which makes it all the more tragic that he died at such a young age. But we'll talk about that. First, though, we're going to read through our article, and then we'll be back to go through it. Back in Hong Kong, Lee was shocked to find that people recognized him on the street as the star of The Green Hornet. The show had been a major success in Hong Kong. Thanks to his newfound fame, Lee was able to land his first leading role in a movie called The Big Boss, which launched him into superstardom. He followed up The Big Boss with four more hit movies. These films were extremely popular in Asia and the U.S., where Lee became a household name. But just as Lee was reaching his peak, tragedy struck. On July 20, 1973, while visiting a friend in Hong Kong, Lee complained of having a headache. After being given a painkiller, he lay down for a quick nap. That night, when his friends came to pick him up for dinner, they could not wake him up. An ambulance was called, but the medics were unable to revive him. By the time he reached the hospital, Lee was already dead. The exact cause of his death remains a mystery. Today, Lee is remembered because of his kung fu films, but there was more to Lee than just movies. Even though Lee was only 33 when he died, He had already developed his own philosophy of life and his own martial arts style, which he called Jeet Kune Do. As one of the first to combine acting with true martial arts skills, Lee has become a legend both in Asia and in the West.
So today we're talking about Bruce Lee's life just when he was starting to get famous. He had already been on TV for a year in The Green Hornet, which he filmed in the U.S., but after that initial success, he struggled for a little bit and he decided to go back to Hong Kong, where he had actually grown up. When he got back to Hong Kong, he was shocked to find that people recognized him on the street as the star of The Green Hornet. Remember, this show, it was on TV, of course, but it was not a very successful show. It only lasted for 1 year, and that just means that not many people watched the show. If the network is going to keep it going, they need people watching so they can sell advertising to companies and charge a lot of money for it. But they decided it just wasn't worth it to keep the show going, and they canceled it. But nevertheless, people in Hong Kong, they actually recognized Bruce Lee. And if you recognize somebody, it just means you know who they are. For example, if Tom Cruise just walked down the street, he happened to be going by you, I'm sure you would recognize him. You'd say, hey, that's Tom Cruise walking right past me. Well, it was the same way with Bruce Lee when he went back to Hong Kong. They said, wow, that's Kato from The Green Hornet. What's he doing back in Hong Kong?
Well, I might be wrong about this, Joe, but I think he was really the first big Asian star that we'd ever had in the States. So I'm sure when Hong Kong heard that there was a famous Hong Kong actor on American television, they were like, wow, this is kind of cool. So they jumped on it. You know, it's a kind of a cool thing when someone from your country does well somewhere else. You know, like Wang Jianming, it's a big deal when he's playing in the major leagues. So I'm not surprised that they knew him in Hong Kong, much more so than in the United States. Well, the show had been a major success in Hong Kong. People were really, really excited that he'd done that. Now, thanks to his newfound fame, he was able to land his first leading role in a movie called The Big Boss. Now, of course, this is in Hong Kong, and all the people there know who he is and are excited to work with him. So he was able to land his first leading role. Now, when you talk about fame, this is the noun form of the adjective famous. If you're famous, you have a lot of fame. You're known by a lot of people because of the achievements that you've had in your life. So again, we're using that verb to land something, to be successful in getting it. And if you're in the leading role, you're the actor who has the most important female or male part in some sort of film or play or TV show.
That's right. Your character is the focus of the show. And this is exactly the same as the phrase we learned yesterday, a starring role.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly the same as a leading role. It just means that your character is the focus of a play or of a movie or a TV show.
You could say I'm the lead or I'm the star of this show. It's the same thing.
That's right. And the leading role he got was in this movie called The Big Boss, which launched him into superstardom. Superstardom here just means that you are a big famous movie star. Everybody knows who you are. And no matter where you go, people are asking you for autographs and pictures and all that stuff that comes with having a lot of fame. And The Big Boss, it was his first big hit movie and his first leading role.
He followed up this movie, The Big Boss, with four more hit movies. So they were all very successful. That's what a hit movie would be, or a hit song, something that a lot of people buy and love. Now, we're using this verb phrase to follow up something with something else. It means you follow something with something that's similar or related. See, he had done The Big Boss. That's a movie. And he followed up that movie with four more very successful movies. So you could say he published his first novel in 2010 and he followed that up with blah, blah, blah. So we use it quite often. You could be a scientist maybe and follow up an early study with a later study. Or maybe you've just gone in for a job interview. You might want to follow up your interview with a thank you letter saying thank you for interviewing me and for taking the time. So that's how we would use that verb phrase, follow up.
So he had this string of four more hit movies, so five movies in total. And these films were extremely popular in Asia and the U.S., where Lee became a household name. So these movies, they were filmed in Hong Kong. Of course, the dialogue was all in Cantonese, but when they would send these movies to be shown in North America, uh-huh. in the U.S. and Canada, they would dub it over in English, meaning it wouldn't be Bruce Lee's voice. It would be somebody else who had recorded all the lines over in English. So the way Lee's lips were moving and the words, they wouldn't always line up. But people seemed to like that. They liked the fact that they were seeing a foreign film in a different part of a culture.
Very exotic.
And people would kind of make fun of it, too. If they were imitating Bruce Lee, they would say something really fast, and then after they stopped speaking, they would keep moving their lips because it would imitate the movies, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the way it was, because they were dubbed over in English. And Lee, because of these great movies, he became a household name. If you are a household name, it means that people in households, homes, they all know who you are. You go from house to house, you ask, hey, who's Bruce Lee? They say, well, he's that famous Hong Kong movie star who's in those great kung fu movies.
That's right. Well, before we continue on, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher explain for a little bit, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 当李小龙回到香港之后呢，他非常惊讶，居然有人在街上可以认得出来，他就是青风侠的演员。在第一段呢，中间提到 Thanks to his newfound fame, Lee was able to land his first leading role in a movie called The Big Boss, which launched him into superstardom. 在这里的 fame 其实当作名词就有名声、声望的意思。由于他呢突然发现原来自己的名气还是相当的大，所以呢他就得以在这个电影，也就是《唐山大兄》The Big Boss 里面呢担任主角。而这样子的一个机会就使他呢跻身于超级巨星之列咯。我们要注意到 which 后面的这个动词 launch。launch 在这里可以解释成为发起、展开，或者是呢有引领某人进入到哪里的意思。He followed up the big boss with four more hit movies.打铁趁热，在唐山大兄之后呢，他还有四部卖座的电影。在这里呢 follow up, 然后再加上 with, 其实就是有用怎么样子的一个行为来采取后续的行动。举个例子来说，有时候打电话跟人家协商之后呢，别忘记要以书面来做确认。你就可以说 follow up the phone call with a written confirmation. 而也正因为呢，这四部卖座的电影呢，它很快的就成为了 a household name. 在这里的英文，如果你提到 a household name, 指的呢，就是家喻户晓的名字。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back with more English Digest.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English Digest. I'm Joe, and today Stephanie and I are discussing day two of our article all about the martial arts icon Bruce Lee, and we're talking about his rise to fame before the break. He went back to Hong Kong after finding some initial success in the U.S. on a TV show, but after that he found he couldn't really get that starring role that he was after, so he went all the way back to Hong Kong where he had grown up.And there, he found that he was already famous. People already knew him because that show that he had been on called The Green Hornet, it was a huge success in Hong Kong. No doubt for the fact that he was one of, if not the first, star from the East to cross over to the West and find mainstream success there. So he parlayed that into a movie career. Mm-hmm. He had his first big hit, The Big Boss, and then he had four more hit movies.And they were all hits as well, not only in Asia, but in the U.S., where Lee became a household name. Everyone knew the name Bruce Lee.
Now, here's the very sad part of his story. Just as he was reaching his peak, your peak is the time in your life when you're doing the absolute best. It's when you've had the most success. Maybe you are performing at your highest. Maybe you're an athlete. A lot of baseball players reach their peak when they're about 28, 29. After that, it's all downhill, which means your body gets older and you just don't perform as well as you once did. So your peak is when you're doing the best you can at whatever you pursue, whether it's a hobby or your job even. So when he was just reaching this peak and everything seemed to be going really well for him, that's when tragedy struck. So when tragedy strikes, you know, that's something that's bad that happens. Usually when we use tragedy or we say something's tragic, that's the adjective form, it usually includes something that causes great sadness, usually death. So a lot of people who are very young who die, we always their death was a tragedy. Because, you know, they're just young. You expected them to have a long, long life. And we expected that from Bruce Lee as well. He was in superb physical condition. He really took good care of his body. And so people were shocked that he died so suddenly.
Yeah, it was a very shocking incident for the world, again, because he was in the best shape of pretty much anyone on the planet.
Yeah.
And we do know the circumstances surrounding his death. We know that on July 20th, 1973, he was in Hong Kong. He was just visiting a friend, and he complained of having a headache. So if you complain, it just means that you vocalize something bad that's happening. You can complain about anything. If you're in some sort of pain or if you're feeling sick, you can complain about that. Or sometimes you might go home at the end of a long, tiring day. You complain that you're tired or that you had a hard day. You complain to your mom or your dad or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You say, oh, I had a really hard day today. We call that complaining. So you can complain about all sorts of different things. But he was saying that he had a headache, so his head was hurting, and he was complaining to his friend about that.
Mm-hmm. What we don't include in the story is that he had had some problems with his head earlier on, where he'd had some swelling in his brain. So while he was visiting his friend, he once again started having this similar pain. It felt like a headache. Well, his friend gave him a painkiller, some sort of medicine that had an aspirin in it, had aspirin, and then a muscle relaxant, which seemed to be harmless. And he then took that and he lay down for a quick nap. This lay is the past tense of lie. Remember, when you recline your body and it's just outright, we say you lie down. Although a lot of people who speak English say, I'm going to lay down. It's incorrect. This is the past tense of lie, so it's written correctly. He lay down for a quick nap. He didn't mean to stay asleep for very long. So when night came and his friends were there to pick him up for dinner, they thought, huh, he's not up. So they went to go wake him up. Now, when you pick someone up for dinner, it means you go to their home in a car or on a motor scooter, and you give them a lift somewhere. You take them somewhere where they want to go. And so they went to his house to pick him up for dinner, and they couldn't wake him up. They just kept, you know, shaking him, and nothing happened. So, of course, they got worried and called an ambulance. An ambulance is a vehicle that hospitals use to pick up sick people, to take them to the hospital, and it's an emergency situation. So when you see those ambulances on the street here in Taiwan, let them go before you go. Pull over. Let them get to the hospital quick, because you don't know who's having troubles inside.
Well, this ambulance was called. It came to the home where Bruce Lee was staying, but the medics were unable to revive him. Now, medics here, this is short for the paramedics, people who drive around in the ambulance picking people up, sick people, injured people, anybody who is in need of medical assistance. And they are the ones who first respond, and they provide the first very basic form of treatment, but even though it is basic treatment, it can be life-saving. For example, sometimes they will respond to a call where a person can't breathe, and they will perform something called CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Now, that's a mouthful, but you can just say CPR.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where they actually help the person to start breathing again. So they do provide a very vital service for people, even though it is just basic care before the person gets to the hospital, and then the doctors and the surgeons and nurses, they take over. The medics, the paramedics, they were unable to revive him. If you revive somebody, it means that there is a person who is either clinically dead or medically dead or dying.
Or unconscious.
Or unconscious, and you were able to bring them back to life or to consciousness, but they were unable to do that. He was either dead already or dying at the time, and they could not bring him back, sadly.
Yeah, it's really sad. I wanted to mention, too, for the most part, we do use the word paramedic when we talk about people who ride along in the ambulances to give emergency care. A medic these days is used more when we talk about military members, people who are in the military, and their job is to provide medical care to soldiers who have been wounded. So you might see it there, too. Well, getting back to Lee, they tried to revive him. They couldn't. So they took him straight to the hospital. But unfortunately, by the time they got there, he was already dead. And the exact cause of his death remains a mystery, meaning we're not really sure completely what went wrong or what happened. I've read a little bit about it. He did have swelling in the brain, and it sounds like he had some sort of bad reaction to that painkiller. The part of the painkiller that was the muscle relaxant didn't really do well in his body, and his brain swelled even more. And if you know anything about the brain, if the brain swells too much, you will die.
Well, sometimes people will have adverse reactions to certain medications, and sometimes, tragically, it does end in death. So he took this medication, and apparently that's what contributed to Bruce Lee's untimely death. But it still kind of remains somewhat of a mystery because we're not entirely sure of all the circumstances surrounding it. So there's still some speculation to this day. There's still documentaries on TV that will explore the different possibilities of what might have happened to Bruce Lee. But this is kind of the main story, the mainly accepted story. And even though he's gone today, Lee is remembered because of his kung fu films. But there was more to Lee than just his movies. If you say there's more to somebody than something else, it means they weren't only about that one thing. They didn't just do that. Of course, Bruce Lee, he was a husband, he was a father. His son, Brandon Lee, he also got into movies later in life, but tragically, he also died young as well. He was working on a movie, and he actually got shot. Mm-hmm. There was supposed to be a gun on set that was just a prop, meaning it was fake, and there was some sort of mix-up or confusion, and he ended up getting shot, and he died.
Well, they actually found out that even though he had a prop gun, which didn't have a real bullet in, the gun was held so close to his brain that it blew a hole in there. So you have to be careful, even with props. And unfortunately, he died tragically young as well. So we just have those five films that Lee was in, and of course The Green Hornet, if you can find episodes of that TV show from long ago. But here again, it says he was only 32 when he died, very, very young. But he had already developed his own philosophy of life and his own martial arts style. We talked about that Jeet Kune Do, and forgive me if I say it wrong, I think that's Cantonese. It actually translates into the way of the intercepting fist. So I guess if someone's trying to hit you with their fist, you stop it by intercepting it or blocking it.
That's right. His style was all about using the other person's momentum or movements against them. So he would intercept their hands and their fists and turn them around to basically use them against that other person.
Cool.
So use their aggression against them, in other words. And he was one of the first to combine acting with true martial arts skills. There was nothing fake about Bruce Lee. He was a martial arts master before he was ever in movies, not the other way around. He wasn't some actor who was pretending to be a martial arts master. He was a martial arts master who could also act in movies. And he was pretty good at it, too, and that's why he became a legend, both in Asia and in the West. And if you're a legend, of course, you're widely talked about and everybody knows about you. It's different from being famous, though, because sometimes fame is fleeting, but legends, they never die. Everybody always knows who they are, even tens or hundreds of years after they're gone, people still talk about them.
Yeah, they really leave their mark, and that's what Bruce Lee did. Okay, everybody, we hope you enjoyed learning more about Bruce Lee, at least in English, and now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
李小龙成名了, but...Just as Lee was reaching his peak, tragedy struck. 就在他呢要登峰造极的时候，悲剧就发生了。这里我们常常在英文里面用 reach one's peak, 指的呢就是某人到达了他的鼎盛时期。举个例子来说，奥图曼帝国呢在15到16世纪达到鼎盛时期，英文就可以写 The Ottoman Empire reached its peak in the 15th and 16th centuries. 在7月20号1973年的那一天呢，他因为头痛吃了止痛药小睡片刻，而就这样子一睡不醒了。An ambulance was called, but the medics were unable to revive him. 虽然叫了救护车，而这些医护人员却没有办法让他苏醒过来。Revive 当作动词，有使复活或者是使苏醒的意思。Attempts to revive him failed, 指的呢，就是各种尝试要让他苏醒起来都失败了。By the time he reached the hospital, Lee was already dead. 很不幸的，在他到医院的时候，他就已经过世了。The exact cause of his death remains a mystery. 而到今天，他确切的死因呢，依旧成谜。Mystery 当作名词可以解释成为一个神秘的事件或者是一个谜团，而如果你想要解开谜团，你就可以搭配动词 solve a mystery。 而如果讲到什么事情对某人来说仍是解不开的谜，你就可以搭配 remain a mystery to somebody。 Why she left remains a mystery to Tom. 为什么他要离开，对 Tom 来说仍旧是个谜。当然到了今天，很多人依然记得李小龙这个名字。Even though Lee was only 33 when he died, he had already developed his own philosophy of life and his own martial arts style, which he called Jeet Kune Do.虽然在李小龙过世的时候呢，他只有33岁，但是他已经发展出自己的一套人生哲学。在英文里面，我们讲到人生观或者是人生的哲学，都可以说 philosophy of life。除此之外呢，他也发展出自己的武术风格，称为截拳道。As one of the first to combine acting with true martial arts skills, Lee has become a legend both in Asia and in the West. 由于呢，他是第一个将演戏跟真实的武术技巧相结合的人，所以李小龙不管是在亚洲或者是在西方世界，都已经是一个传奇了。在英文里面呢，用 legend 这个名词可以用来解释成为传奇或者是传说。当然延伸出来讲这个人是家喻户晓的人物，也可以用 legend 这个名词咯。所以如果讲到某人或某事 become a legend， 就代表呢这件事情是众所周知的。
Well, we're out of time, everybody, so we gotta say goodbye. Thanks for joining us and come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Joe. Goodbye.
Bye.